This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And this past week, we were shocked upon hearing of the passing of one of the real highlights on television, a gentleman that was just such a nice man, not only on or off TV, a friend of many years on the show, Jerry Springer. And we had him on so many times, and we thought we would pay tribute to Jerry with one of the last interviews that we did with him about a couple of months ago. Ian Bailey, actor from the Band of Brothers, also with a new movie called From. He'll be joining us. Great singer Mark Millovatz will be here. And in our lifestyle segment, we have Natalie Frank talking about Small Business Week. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. After a quick break, our tribute to my friend Jerry Springer.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
On April 27th, we woke up to some very sad news. The passing of one of the most colorful people in the public eye, Jerry Springer. Jerry was a good friend of our show for many, many years. And as a tribute, we'd like to play the last of many interviews that he did right here on the program. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Springer. Hi, Jerry. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
I'm fine. Thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me. And, being a judge now. You know, my wife said to me, she says, you know, honey, this is the first time in your life that I've ever seen Jerry Springer and honorable in the same sentence. she nailed it.
I got to tell you something. Now, you and I have done this show many, many times in the past. There are some things that I didn't know about you, and I didn't really have them in progression. Can I run down this? And I don't want this to sound like Steve Allen said to me one time, like an obituary, okay? So First of all, you were born in London in a Highgate tube station because of the bombs of World War II. You successfully fled Eastern Europe and the Holocaust. I mean, I know you've done everything.
Yeah.
Degree in political science at Tulane University, a degree in law, Northwestern University, a lawyer in Cincinnati, ran for Congress in 70. You turned to local government, Cincinnati City Council for five terms, mayor of Cincinnati at age 33. ran for Ohio governor. You were an anchor at a TV station, well known as an anchor man. You went on to do both a talk show in Chicago and in Cincinnati, going back and forth. Then, of course, the show. Then the autobiography, Ringmaster, which was turned into a feature film. Then The Simpsons. Then the wax statue of you and Madame Tussaud. Then being elected as one of 10 most fascinating people. Then in the movies. Then, of course, Dancing with the Stars. Speaking at Oxford University. Then became a theater actor. Had a Broadway appearance. An opera in London. Can you sing, Jerry?
Oh, beautiful four spacious skies. When I sing, people get involved because they have to guess where the notes were supposed to have been.
Well, the reason I ask if you sang is with all of these accomplishments and singing, you're a bigger full package than Elvis Presley. You know that, don't you?
Well, I was going to say I'd rather be Elvis, but not now.
No. Bad ending.
I loved. I was part of that generation.
Sure.
I grew up. We all wanted to be Elvis. Yeah, don't miss him. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You are everybody's friend. I assume by just looking at you on TV, you are having one hell of a good time.
I got to tell you, I really, really love doing this show. I mean, my other show, which, you know, is running for 28 years now. I mean, obviously, that was fun, but adults could do it. I mean, you know, you didn't have to have any kind of a brain, but. So I really enjoy it. I thought at this age, I'd be retired. But now all of a sudden I have a reason to get up every morning, and it's exciting. I love it.
Well, you know, the thing that gets me is that you are so believable in so many different venues. I mean, when you do something serious, when you're a lawyer and you're serious, a newsman when you're serious, the Jerry Springer Show when it was much lighter, but you still have that tinge of showmanship in you.
I am no.
Well, you
I
know,
knew.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. You're going to use
it. The Kennedy one.
The Kennedy one.
Oh no, it was Lloyd Benson.
Lloyd Benson.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. The vice presidential debate in '88
with Quayle.
Dan Quayle.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When Dan Quayle was saying, "Well, John Kennedy was only 30 something or 40 something," and Lloyd Benson turned to him and said, "I knew John Kennedy. John Kennedy was a friend of mine. You are no John Kennedy."
And, you know, I remember that distinctly because I'm a presidential buff. I have a replica of the Oval Office in my home. That's how far I've gone.
Oh, that's great.
But I got to tell you, there is a comeback line to that. Quayle just wasn't fast enough to cup on it, and I certainly am not going to go in that corner. But, Jerry, how much preparation did you have to do for the Jerry Springer Show, the show where all the activity was?
There was no preparation because I wasn't allowed to know what the show was about. So when they sent me out there, you know, you always see me holding the card. All the card has on it that I hold are the names of the guests. But I never know what the subject matter is or what their story is. That's why the first question in every segment always is, so what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And then they start telling me the story, and my job in that show is to listen to their story, make some jokes and bring out the next guest. So that's all that, you know, I was being paid there to try to be funny, not based on any preparation, because I'm not supposed to be prepared for that show.
Interesting. People would wonder how you're not prepared for a show, but you did it with great ease and confidence. There is an immense amount of talent when it comes to doing things off the cuff like you did with the other show, because, I mean, look at shows like the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. A lot of that was off the cuff. That takes a real talent to be able to go out there unscripted and do something and make it work. And man, you did it excellently. I mean, you are just so good at that.
You're kind, but you know what? Most people are like that. If you think about it, when you're out with your friends, you're constantly, you know, you have quips and comments, and sometimes they're funny and sometimes they're interesting. And it's just, if you can forget that there's a camera there and just talk to the person, that'll come out naturally.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I would argue, you know, it's good to be a nice person, I guess, but it's not a particular talent. And I think if you go into it thinking, boy, I'm going to have to perform, you blow it because it doesn't come across as sincere. Just go out and be yourself as if you were talking to, you know, your spouse or your friends at home.
So, for example, when you say my spouse, because my spouse, you know what it is? And I know, Jerry, that you probably fall in the same category anybody who's ever gone in front of an audience has, where you sit down with your wife and they say, listen to this line. You're going to love it. I'm going to use it tonight.
Yeah.
And you're done with it. She says, are you finished? You know,
yeah.
And then you don't want to say it to anybody. But when you go, you know that.
Right? You are right. Oh, man, yeah.
You don't ever try that material on your wife. Do you still have a home down here in Florida?
Yeah, Sarasota.
I performed the last few years with a 15-piece orchestra doing a tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand. And just there. I wish I'd have known it. I'd have had you come over and say hi and promote the show.
Oh, man, yeah. So you're doing a Dick Clark kind of show, or?
Well, I'm a singer, so I have a 15-piece orchestra and backup singers behind me.
Oh, man, Ron.
And I do
great.
The songs from the 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, anywhere from Elvis to Del Shannon to Neil Diamond and everything else.
Oh, right. What am I thinking? I went blank. Of course you do. Yes.
I was just down there, just about a couple miles south of you. Next time I go in that area, I will have to ring you up so that you can be there.
Oh, yeah. And I'll come up and we'll do Elvis together.
We'll do Elvis together, or we'll do the national anthem like you were doing earlier.
Yeah,
okay?
I think I'll go with Elvis.
You could be a hunk of burning Jerry, right?
But if I do the national anthem, people will get up already, but they'll get up to leave.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because a dear friend of mine is Lee Greenwood, and the last song that we do on the show is God Bless the USA.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
told him, you know, it's a great song. Everybody stands up, but it's a really, really, really sneaky way to get a standing ovation, okay?
Oh, I know.
They're standing for the song, not for me.
Me singing My Friend the Witch Doctor. That doesn't get a standing ovation. That won't do it.
That's great. I got to ask one quick question. I know you're on a busy schedule. Yeah. But back to the days when you had a show in Chicago and in Cincinnati, you made that commute every single day, Jerry?
Yeah, 5 days a week. Yeah, that got to be too much. I did that for about a year and a half, and then that's when I stopped doing the news. I had done it for 10 years and just devoted full-time to the show. Yeah, it just became too much to do both. And the company, because it's for them a bigger revenue maker, wanted me to do the show.
Yeah. Jerry, I know that you've probably been asked this a million times about going back into politics. I don't want you to do that because I have too much fun watching you entertain.
I'm too old.
Well, plus the fact everybody wants to still love you, and when you go into politics, that sometimes doesn't
matter. No one loves you anymore. No, that goes. Yeah,
that goes out of the door. You'd be the front runner.
I don't know that, but, probably. And I did a podcast on that. And you don't have to make excuses for behavior or some of the craziness. But now, of course, the Democrats' view is, but if they run someone that can be labeled socialist, whether or not it's true, that will all of a sudden change the conversation.
Right.
And that's how, because people will be arguing that.
See?
We'll see.
See how good you are at that? You can do that. You can sing. You can dance now with Dancing with the Stars. I'm telling you, you're the full package. I mean, you know, God forbid something ever happened to you. They got to have a tour of your home like Graceland. I mean, you're it, man.
Well, I'll tell you, if I'm looking for an agent, I'm going to call you. You're great. Thanks, Ron.
Hey, Jerry, thank you so much. Look forward to seeing
you. Take it easy.
Okay, my friend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to miss Jerry. I really enjoyed his company and his friendship. He was just an amazing individual. Great guy. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're live all across the USA and around the world. I'm very anxious to talk to our next guest. He's a terrific actor. You remember him from the miniseries Band of Brothers, The Fight Club, Center Stage, Showtime's Ray Donovan. You've seen him on Once Upon a Time, The Last Tycoon, ER, Extortion. He's everywhere, but now he's in MGM Plus's horror series From. Joining us right now, Ian Bailey. Hi, Ian. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron, I'm doing great, and thanks for that introduction. I appreciate that. Good to be here.
You are very, very convincing in just about any role that you play, and that is a real sign of talent because a lot of people get pigeonholed into one genre, and they're there for the rest of their lives, and that doesn't happen to you, Ian.
I couldn't aspire to anything more. The thing that I always wanted to avoid, you know, the guy in Seinfeld, Kramer, swings open the door and slides into the apartment, and everyone's like, oh, my God, it's Kramer, and then you're that guy for life. That's not why I act. I love the chameleon nature of it. I try my best to slip into any role. I try and get at the psychology of the person and really focus on that, no matter how messed up that person is.
Well, your approach to the industry and the art is fantastic with that attitude.
The diversity of roles is what I'm ultimately looking for, and to have a wide array in the body of work. And, you know, hopefully I'm on my way to that. You know, somebody once put it to me, it was Edward Norton, a terrific actor,
yeah,
who said to me and somebody else, he said, I look at myself like an experiential dilettante. Yeah, I get that. Like, you get to have so many different experiences. You get to really examine those things. Like, for example, when I did the show ER, I thought, okay, what is the opportunity here? I reached out to the major USC County Medical, and I called them, and I said, I would like to come down and observe doctors in the emergency room. And they allowed me to do it and learned so much about emergency medicine and had such respect for ER doctors because what they do is really incredible. And the same with, like, I know you go out to the armed forces, and that's a special one for me because my father, my father's father, and my mother's father are all fighter pilots in the Navy and the Air Force.
Really?
And commanding officers and a World War II ace. I come from a military family, and then when I had the opportunity to do Band of Brothers, I got my version of military service, and I went to boot camp and did a proper boot camp at a military base in England run by the famous Hardhead Captain Dale Dye, and I thought that experience was absolutely incredible. I did a couple of USO tours, And the military personnel that showed us around, we flew around in C-130s, and I just had access that you just, I can't imagine anyone else gets if you're not directly in the armed services or an entertainer who's played a role. Like, the experiences are just amazing, and that's what I'm in it for, more than the money, more than the fame, more than any of it.
It's a sign of a true tradesman. I want to mention a gentleman, but I'm not going to mention his name because he's very, very popular. He's not with us anymore. Very nice man. I love this guy. He was so nice to me always. But he played a role that he did at Universal Studios, and I watched the filming of it, and I asked him, I said, did you ever watch that very famous political figure who was in law enforcement on a national level, people can deduct that, to come up with the style? He said, I never saw the guy, I never saw a picture, never read a word. And I was shocked by that. I was absolutely shocked by that, because how do you portray, it's like the fellow who played Elvis Presley, how do you play a role of somebody that is so well known if you've never walked in their shoes? You know, you have had some unbelievable great things said about you, the great Larry Gilbert of MASH, in saying in Variety, I see Ian as a reincarnation of Henry Fonda. And Variety magazine honored you with one of the top 10 emerging actors to watch. That is pretty good endorsements from two very huge and certified individuals and publications.
Yeah, Larry Gelbart, I'm lucky enough to have, he of course wrote MASH, and so he created one of the most iconic and best written television series of all time, and I got to spend time with him. I think our movie was the last of his, and it was called, and starring Pancho Villa as himself, a crazy true story of the Mexican Revolution and how it related to the Hollywood film business. It's an HBO original film, and I definitely recommend that movie. It's quite good, especially for the wildness of the true story, you know, that thing of truth is stranger than fiction.
Tell us, Ian, a little bit about the success of From and what you thought when you first saw the script, because it's out there too.
Yeah, I thought it would do well is what I thought, because this was early days or a couple months into the pandemic, and people were being told that they shouldn't leave their homes and that they should look at other human beings as vectors of disease, and that there is something out there that can kill you and you can't quite see it. It kind of hides, and how it's going to do it. I looked at the story as straight up allegory for the times we were living in, and I thought, okay, well, this is how people need to see. There's something about humans. We need to look at our situations and examine our existing realities through the lens of allegory in order to be able to receive it best. It's harder for us if it's not a documentary. It's harder for us to take it in straight. And so I figured this show does it. It puts people in extreme situations, and it's a heightened reality. It's a monster show.
Yeah, it is.
But the monsters are just a way of looking at, or is creating a foil for what these people are going through and what they find out about themselves and people around them. And equally, they have to work together as a community to find a way out of this nightmare, because there's this town that is somewhere in America that if you're unlucky enough to find your way into it, you pretty quickly realize you cannot escape. And that's safe enough during the day, but at night you better padlock your doors and nail shut your windows, because there are creatures that come out of the forest as human sirens and try and seduce you, and once you're in close range, they show you what they really are, and that usually doesn't work out for people. So naturally everyone wants to escape this place, and the question of the show is, how do they do it? And there's a real mystery element that keeps expanding, and now we're in season two. We filmed the whole season, of course, and this weekend will be the third episode, and it's doing well so far. It's got some pretty seriously invested fans, and it's critically acclaimed, and I think it's it's performed better than any show on the network.
Right.
So I think, you know, we're in good shape so far, and
it's
nice to be a part of a project that resonates.
No, you're in good shape, and I'm chuckling a little bit here, because Ian and I had a little conversation before I went on the air, and you described that city, and, you know, for somebody just tuning in, they could think that we're talking about Washington, you know, that, don't you?
Yeah.
That's kind of... I don't want to go into that because we had a kind of a nice conversation before we went on the air. Hey, Ian, you've got to come back. You're a sensational guest, great talent. And again, the second season, third episode in of the MGM Plus's horse series From stars our guest along with a lot of talent, Ian Bailey. Ian, do me a favor. Would you come back again?
I would. You make the invite and I'll come.
You got it. That's the invite on national radio.
Well, thanks so much, Ron. We'll do it.
Thank you so much. And congratulations on the new season. Much luck, and we look forward to your return.
Oh, okay? Thanks so much, Ron. I appreciate it.
Ian Bailey's been our guest and a great actor, star of the horror series From. In other films like The Band of Brothers. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. The suspect in a shooting at a shopping mall in Allen, Texas, is reportedly dead, while police continue to search for a second suspect. There are reports of multiple victims, including children. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is sending quick response teams to the southern border ahead of an expected surge in illegal crossings as Title 42 expires next week. Shouts of "God Save the King" rang out as Charles III has his crown. A historic coronation ceremony took place on Saturday at Westminster Abbey for Charles and Queen Camilla before a crowd of thousands of invited guests. Mage went off at 15-1 odds, but defied the odds, winning the 149th Kentucky Derby. Two Phils and Angel of Empire round out the top three on a day that was marred by two horses having to be euthanized. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit
heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tell me cuando we can share a love divine. Oh, my darling, tell me when will you say yes to me? Tell me cuando.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And you are listening to the voice of our next guest. A few months back, we have him on the show. Joining us right now, not only a singer, but also a radio guy, Mark Middlebath. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Great. How are you, Ron? Nice to be here.
Good to have you here. Found out that you're from my home state of Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Then I found out that you are also on the air as a radio host. You did some radio work.
Yeah, I actually started a long time ago in radio, in Top 40 radio, but now do some guest co-hosting around the country.
I think I mentioned to you when we talked the first time that now I got somebody to take over this show when I want to go on vacation for a change.
I'm in. You said the show was good. Could you call my mother and tell her that would be helpful?
I'm still convincing my family that I've been doing this for a while and that I can kind of get through a 3 or 4 minutes straight in a row. Tell us about your singing career.
I think I may have mentioned it before. It started when I was 8. I was my grandfather was bedridden, and I would visit him every Sunday after church and learn a new song, and he would give me a quarter to learn a new song.
Price never went up.
It never went up. I think it's 35 cents one time. And I'd make him laugh, too. So I did some comedy things, too, which we do in the shows, our live shows, or whatever it is we're doing. I was raised, my grandparents came from Eastern Europe, so it was an Eastern European folk ensemble.
Wow.
So I learned how to play all these instruments from Eastern Europe, all the way from the balalaika, from Russia, and the former Yugoslavia and everything else, and learned how to sing and dance in those different languages. Then did a lot of musicals, you know, all the way up to recording my first album right before my father passed away. And he actually passed away listening to... So we just had gotten that album finished. And My Way was on that album because I do a lot of standards. So I went to the hospital, you know, and he was dying from cancer. And I didn't think he was conscious at that time. But during My Way, so I was playing it, My Way came, he squeezed my hand and passed away.
Oh.
So I knew he had heard it.
Yeah.
And finally, you know, it's quite a big deal to have him here.
With that said, when you do that song now on stage, what kind of memories does that bring back?
Wow. I talk about that on stage while I do it, and that story I just told you. It brings back fond memories. My father was a great man. He was also a singer as well.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah.
And I was actually an elementary school principal by trade.
Wow.
So, wonderful man. And a funny guy. Had a lot of fun with me. And a very kind man, too. So it brings back great memories. But, anyone you lose, they stay with you in spirit. They're always there. Something always reminds you. He loved the song Drift Away by Dobie Gray, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So every time I hear that song, to me, he's coming around. And
we were talking a bit earlier in the studio about Ray Stevens, who you're a friend of. Hmm. Ray had a song, Mr. Businessman.
Okay.
And my father used to call me up at 11 o'clock at night before he went to bed and listened to the radio because he was in business, and he loved the words to Mr. Businessman. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You say you played a lot of instruments. I didn't know that. What do you play?
Well, they're all stringed instruments. So they are Eastern European strings instruments and also guitar. So everything's a stringed instrument. The piano I could never master.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I just couldn't get my left and right hand to work together.
Yeah.
So it's amazing when those kind of things happen. And I was just out in Las Vegas speaking the piano.
Right.
And we were talking about doing something from Liberace's places. I was telling you a little bit earlier today as we were visiting. And I'm amazed at the pianists and what they can do and how great they are. So never mastered that, but the string instruments, yes.
As a singer, don't you feel like sometimes you miss the boat not being a piano player? Think of all the money you could have saved on arrangements. See, I can't play piano either. I am in awe of people who play the piano because I figured all these arrangements that I pay to have done,
yes,
I could have done them myself.
Yeah, I think of that. I think of all the cocktail lounges I've missed
along
the way, too.
Yes, and all the cocktails, too, that go along with it. Hey, Mark, you're going to be playing up in Pennsylvania on the 25th of June. Tell us about that concert, because you're going to be up there with a rock and roll legend from Herman's Hermits, Peter Noon.
Show with Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits June 25th at the Palace Theater in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. So I guess we're co-headlining with the 24-piece orchestra.
Yeah.
So pretty exciting.
As we were joking around earlier, Peter's going to come out with his band, which is probably 5-6 people, and you're going to come out with 24, 25 people. So there's no doubt where the sound excitement is going to lie on that.
Well, you don't know. I mean, I may need that many.
No. You were talking about maybe doing a syndicated show on a continuing basis, like a variety show.
Yeah.
And we were chatting about the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that the variety format is a great format. Go back to the days of Carol Burnett, Ed Sullivan. But it's so difficult to break into that now because of the cost of doing those shows. And good talent now has no real venue to be introduced to the general public.
You know, you're exactly right. You know, and I think I was telling you this earlier as well. One of the reasons we were in Las Vegas, one of the things they're trying to bring back is that. Because it's very interesting. While they have all the Cirque shows and they're wonderful, they said one of the things that people keep coming to Vegas for, doesn't matter if they're in their 20s or hundreds, they want the nostalgia mm-hmm. of those shows from Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And they really want to see that. So they're trying to find a way to bring that back in a more modern way, I guess, in a relative way.
The sad part about it is the broadcast media isn't endorsing that because they're looking at demographics and failing to miss the fact that entirely new generation who didn't grow up on variety shows, as you and I have, may be a big fan of those kind of shows, but never experienced them. It's like going back and seeing some of the old things like Superman that later on became a cult in another generation because it wasn't as hokey as the first one, but it was also something that was new to another generation.
Well, you know something else, too. I was, we're here in Florida, so I was down at the Dolphin Bar in, where was I? Past Fort Pierce. So then I was talking to some of the ladies at the front who were seating us and everything. And one was in her 30s, early 30s. One was in her 20s. And we started talking, and they brought up the variety shows and nostalgia and class. They said, what we really want is there is no Hollywood for us anymore.
Right.
We really wish somebody would bring back class. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is interesting. And you and I also chatted about the fact, and I don't want to sound like an old folks home, but the fact of the matter is...
Well, no, I think it's any age.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. Because, you know, I've been in the radio business as an embryo, and in the early days, you could do what they called work a record. The talent themselves would go from station to station to station. We were talking over dinner about Tanya Tucker. She told me she used to go into a station and talk to the program director, and he would say, yeah, we like the record, but we'll try and get it on as soon as possible. And she looks at the garbage pail, and it's in there.
Yeah.
So with the corporate structure of the media today, you won't find any Beatles, Elvis Presley's, Dean Martin's, Neil Diamond's, because that type of exposure as the television shows, now the only thing that you have on television shows is late night, and that's even gone.
Right.
I mean, you used to have Johnny Carson who would bring out a guest on his hour-and-a-half format. That's gone, and now you got all political things. You don't have any entertainers on.
I think the other thing that has changed all, too, is the technology now. The technology of... I love Taylor Swift. Great tour, probably arguably the largest artist in the world right now.
Right.
But there is so much technology related to that show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people are used to seeing.
Yeah. You know, you talk about technology, too. Back in 1966, when the Beach Boys came out with their Pet Sounds, you know, they spent, like, at this time, a staggering amount, like $40,000 to do good vibrations, which they could never recreate on stage at a concert because they didn't have the technology to do it live.
Yeah.
Now what you're talking about is the technology is so great, anything they can do live.
Did you happen to see the Grammy salute to them recently?
Yes, I sure did.
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah, unbelievable. You really have a lot of things going for you. And we talked about a lot of similar interests. A lot of times you'll find people in life, and I'm not sounding like I'm going to, you know, get out my soapbox and stand on it, although I could use
if
one.
If you could.
Not. If I could, I would do that. You know, you got a lot of things going that I can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your radio background, your singing background. I can't play guitar that well, but I can dance, and I'm hoping that you don't, so I have one up on you.
Yeah, no, that'd be great.
And I agree on your theory about the broadcast media and a variety show. I hope one day we can do a venture together.
That would be great. I would love that.
Yeah.
Because you're quite a talented guy. What an interesting conversation we had today.
This business is not made up of people that want to talk about other people. If you get like a couple of disc jockeys in a room, you'll never hear the one guy say, you know, you're a great radio announcer. You'll never hear another singer say to another singer, you know, you really are good, because they're thinking in their own mind, hell, I'm better than that, you know, or I think I'm better than that, or right. This guy's good and I don't want to tell him that I'm better than that, or maybe he's better than me and I certainly don't want to bring it up, okay? We don't have that situation, Mark.
No, we don't. Not at all.
Give us more details on the June 25th
date. June 25th, the Palace Theater in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. It's actually a 3 o'clock show in the afternoon. Matinee, Hermits Hermits and myself, the 24-piece orchestra. I'm sure you'll hear some songs like Come Fly With Me and After the Lovin'.
Great. Also, what is the website that we can go visit so we can check out where you're going to be, what you're doing?
It's markmilovats.com. So MarkMilovats, markmilovats.com.
Mark, it's been a pleasure. I'm glad you were able to stop in. Actually, Mark is coming down from Nashville. Sole reason was to come down and visit us here in Orlando, Florida. We appreciate it. Your friendship. You're welcome here anytime. You don't need an invitation, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. What a gracious host you are. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Milovats has been our guest. Check out that website. You'll find a very talented guy that one day you'll see headlining in Vegas, and hopefully he'll have me come up there and play a tambourine or something. And I'll be right back.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Listening to Ron Sedgie today. I've said this on the air many, many times. Small businesses are very important. In fact, they are the backbone of this country. And it's National Small Business Week, and we're going to be speaking to someone that's going to give some advice on how small businesses can help not only the small business, but the consumer as well. Joining us right now is Honey Book author, host of the Independent Business Podcast, and also has a book out. Their first book was Built to Belong, and we'll talk about a second book that is coming out. Joining us right now is Natalie Frank. Hi, Natalie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I meant what I said when I talk about the importance of small businesses, and I think people sometimes have a little bit of a misnomer as to what it is, because small businesses could mean 150 employees. It doesn't have to be a mom-and-pop store, but a mom-and-pop store is so important, too. And I have a statistic here that I'd like to read before we start, and that is the fact that more than half of the employed adults say they are considering leaving their current job to work for themselves. 44% say they have considered this within the past year. What is the boom on people wanting to get involved in a small business rather than be employed?
Yes, there has been a huge shift, and I love those statistics from our latest survey with the Harris Poll. You know, the truth here is that the pandemic really incited a workforce shakeup. We heard it in conversations about the Great Resignation, for example. We saw record-setting numbers of new business applications being filed in the United States in 2021 and last year in 2022. The truth of the matter is that people really took a moment to pause and reflect, to look around at their life and decide how they want to continue working. And for many people, it led them to consider starting their own business. You know, looking for things like, you know, financial freedom, autonomy, flexibility in where they work, who they work with, things like that. And what's also really important to note here is that when people do take that leap, when they actually act, that 44% in the last year that's thought about quitting their jobs to go independent, when they do it, their quality of life dramatically improves. We've seen that both quantitatively in our survey and our research, but also just in talking with our members. And actually, on average, this always makes me excited to advocate for people, you know, put in that two-week notice. You can blame me for that one, but truly, put in that two-week notice if you're interested in making more money, because the average as well makes more money when they start that independent business.
Now, I think it is important to note here, too, Natalie, and I know you'll agree, because there is a degree of risk here. A lot of people are of the impression, and I've had hundreds, maybe 1,000 people work for me over the past, well, my professional career, because I've owned radio stations and production companies and advertising agencies, and that is, they always think it looks easy. The boss has got it great. It's not always the case, especially in the beginning. But one of the things I think they have to watch for, and correct me if I'm wrong, please, is that if they have knowledge of the product or the service that they have, fantastic, but they got to ascertain the knowledge of business, and that's sometimes where the failure comes.
Yes, that is one of the biggest challenges, because as you mentioned, you know, when you get into this, you are really passionate about something. Most people don't, you know, start a company because they say, I love operations. Most
right.
people start it because, right, they have a talent or a craft that they're excellent at, or they see a problem in the world that they want to solve, that they know they can solve. And yet, once you get into running that business, those challenges of the actual, you know, integral parts of operating the company become overwhelming at times. Everything from marketing to sales to customer service and support. For a lot of folks, especially those who are, as you mentioned, that mom and pop, that independent, that smaller of small businesses, that responsibility falls on their shoulders. And that can be incredibly overwhelming. It can lead to burnout. It can lead to, you know, making more mistakes. And we actually found in our research that 1 in 5 independent business owners has lost money due to a lack of organization. So that is a very real challenge that they face. And, you know, it runs the risk of business failure.
Ever since I was 7 years old, I wanted to be in the radio business and thought I like own radio stations. And I did. But I have to tell you something. It's a lot different owning radio stations, television stations, than it is being the announcer on those radio and television stations. It's an altogether different ballgame. Let's talk about government support. How can the government better support the self-employed? 84% of business owners think there should be more government resources. That surprised me, Natalie, because I'm always hear people say government gets in the way, but does it in this case?
I love this question, and the way that you kicked us off is so perfect to help answer it. You know, the American economy, it's built on the back of small business, on independent ideas and innovation. And, you know, we really are the backbone of what makes this country so beautiful, right? And so that's the good news. The challenge, though, is that our current workforce infrastructure, everything that we have, it can make it a little bit more challenging to navigate things when you do go independent, when you do step into running that independent business. Things like insurance, health care, retirement savings, they're just harder for self-employed individuals and independent business owners to access than their corporate counterparts. And so they feel those pains more acutely, which I think does contribute to the fact that 80% of them wish they had more government resources and support. They're simply alone out there. They want help. They need help. And so they're looking to their elected officials to truly just understand what their pains are, understand what it takes to be the backbone of this economy, and then their hope is that they listen, they learn, and ultimately they take action.
Here's another huge question, okay, and I still have not been able to master this one, and that is when you're an employee of somebody, you can pretty much at 5 o'clock or on the weekends possibly just turn it off, all right? When you're self-employed, that doesn't happen. How do you turn it off? And believe me, I've been doing this for a long, long time, and I still can't turn it off.
I think every business owner can empathize with you right now and has experienced that at one point, if not at all points, right, in being the entrepreneur. It's a very real pain. But the first thing I want to say is you deserve to turn it off. You deserve to live a life that isn't always on and always working. I left my 9 to 5, and now I'm working 24/7. So here's what you can do, if that's you, if that resonates. You want to look for technological tools, online tools that help you to streamline and automate. There is a world where your business can run even when you're sleeping. And so this could be something like an all-in-one client flow management platform like HoneyBook. It could be leveraging AI tools to improve your productivity, but you want to find systems and processes that work for you.
Good idea.
Right? Not that you are always working for the business.
Great idea. Your first book, as I mentioned in the introduction, was Built to Belong. Now, your second book is Gutsy. Has it come out yet? Has it hit the shelves?
Oh, Gutsy, yes. That hits in August, and it is all about overcoming that fear of what other people think of you.
Well, you got to come back and talk about that book when it comes out. Where can we go, Natalie, for more information on what we talked about today?
Yes. So you can learn more about HoneyBook and everything we've talked about at honeybook.com. We also have some incredible resources on our blog and our podcast, Independent Business Publishes Weekly.
Very important subject. Can't talk enough about small businesses. And our guest has been HoneyBook author, a podcaster, and that, of course, is Natalie Frank.
Thank you so much for having me. Let's do it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Natalie Frank has been our guest, and there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
On demand. On your phone. On your computer. On your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
USA News. On demand. On your phone. On your computer.
Well, as with cholesterol, truck size, and TVs per household, the nation's average bra cup size has collectively risen. It's gone from a 34B in 1983 to a 34DD in 2013. Not at my house. I always thought it was just ABC and Lucky D's.
On your terms. From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a wrap. I want to thank you for joining us and want to thank our guests for being on the show, too. Comedian Jeff Allen, actress Melora Hardin, country singer Sammy Sadler from Night Court, and beautiful actress India De Beaufort. Our tribute to Jerry Springer, Ian Bailey, the new movie From, singer Mark Millovatz, and Natalie Frank. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. And until then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.